Welcome to Wells Daily Devotions from whataboutjesus.com. The Word of God from the Gospel of Matthew chapter 3, verses 11 and 12. I baptize you with water for repentance, but after me comes one who is more powerful than I, whose sandals I am not worthy to carry. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. His winnowing fork is in his hand, and he will clear his threshing floor, gathering his wheat into the barn and burning up the chaff with unquenchable fire. We have all read stories in the news where it seems like someone got away with it. Whether it is the politician who has his cronies in his corner who help him evade prosecution, or a murder which goes unsolved, whatever the case might be, we could give countless examples of people who don't get caught and never face justice. Like you probably do, I get angry. But something that has always brought me peace when I see those things happening is the knowledge that Jesus sees what is happening. And ultimately, Jesus will judge everyone for their lives and punish those who have done wrong. However, if I could give you some encouragement, don't be so worried about those people who seemingly got away with it. I want you to be prepared. You might think to yourself, I'm a good person. I've never even gotten a parking ticket. But the truth is, we all will be judged not by what we think is fair or just, but rather by God's standards. And those standards are impossibly high. God tells us in the Bible that He demands us to be perfect. God doesn't say to be better than the next guy. He doesn't say try your hardest. He says we have to be perfect. Now, I'm not perfect, and neither are you. But that's why God sent Jesus to pay for all our faults. Jesus promises that when we trust in Him, we won't be punished, but rather be gifted forgiveness and an eternity in paradise. So we thank God that He doesn't treat us as we deserve, but rather, He is full of mercy. Dear Jesus, when I see injustice, help me to trust that You are the ultimate judge. Help me to turn my heart to You every day. And please help others who do wrong to turn their hearts to You and find forgiveness and mercy. Amen. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, go to whataboutjesus.com. Click on Worship, then Daily Devotions. God bless your day.